Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Monday, June 12th, 2023. For about 6 months, the U2, particularly the section under Alexanderplatz in Mitte, has been partially closed due to a construction accident. This has resulted in longer travel times, causing many regular commuters to find alternative routes and leading to a 50% decrease in ridership. While officials claim that the stabilization of the sunken tunnel is progressing well and that the U2 will return to normal operation after the summer break in 2023, doubts remain. According to Berliner Zeitung, the BVLG considers the project to restore the tunnel on track. And if everything goes as planned, the goal is to reopen the closed second track after the summer holidays. The real estate company Covivio also expressed confidence, stating that the work is proceeding as scheduled, and Ephraim Goethe, the district councillor in Mitte, is similarly optimistic. The 110-year-old U-Bahn station has experienced subsidence, likely due to the neighboring construction of a high-rise building by Covivio. The twin towers, which are 130 meters tall, are being built at Alexanderplatz 7, and the construction pit, reaching a depth of 17 meters, comes within 80 centimeters of the U2 tunnel. Although the pit wall is 1 meter thick, it has deformed under the pressure of groundwater, resulting in a significant inward bulge, and consequently, the ground started moving, affecting the tunnel. Starting today, Monday, restrictions are expected at BER due to the Special Olympic World Games and the NATO military exercise Air Defender 23. The majority of delegations from around the world will be arriving at BER in preparation for the Special Olympics, which begin on June 17th, and travelers should anticipate temporary changes in airport operations, particularly in arrival and departure processes. Public transport bus stops will be relocated and there will be restrictions on Terminal 1 access. Additionally, the NATO exercise will cause airspace closures for civilian aviation during weekdays for 2 weeks, potentially leading to significant flight delays and cancellations. So passengers are advised to check their connections and allow for extra time during this period. This coming Wednesday, numerous pharmacies in Berlin and Brandenburg, excluding emergency service pharmacies, may remain closed. The German Association of Pharmacists, or the ABDA, has called for a nationwide protest against the drug policy of the federal government and health insurance companies. The umbrella organization of pharmacies complains about scarce medications, increasing supply shortages, and excessive bureaucracy. The association states that the pharmacies are being, quote, cut to the bone, unquote. After successfully dealing with the challenging situation posed by the COVID-19 pandemic, pharmacies are now facing the next crisis due to drug supply shortages. According to ABDA President Gabriele Overwinning, the shortages of certain medications are seen as a symbol of a healthcare policy that is overly focused on cost savings. To address the ongoing supply problems, the ABDA reiterates its demand for increased decision-making power within pharmacies. A regulation enacted during the pandemic allowed pharmacists to provide an alternative medication in stock when filling a prescription, and the association's president emphasized the need to preserve this flexible rule. In Berlin, the ABDA has called for a protest march from Potsdamer Platz to the Federal Ministry of Economics on Wednesday. The demo is scheduled to start around noon and will proceed to Invalidenplatz, where a rally will take place. Pharmacists and pharmacy employees from several federal states are expected to participate. On Saturday, the fire department had to rescue 2 people from an elevator at the Schlesisches Tor U-Bahn station. The elevator, which had only been put into operation on the previous day, broke and got stuck. According to the fire department, both trapped individuals were unharmed. However, emergency personnel had to forcibly open the elevator and break a window during the rescue operation, and the fire department deployed 14 personnel. Only on Friday, the BVLG announced in a press release that the station was now accessible by 2 newly built barrier-free elevators for approximately 3.5 million euros. It's unclear how long the now damaged elevator will be out of service. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.